This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said Friday the original epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, Wuhan, China, finally reports no new cases in the last 24 hours. This is the first time since its first reported case in December. The outbreak has gone on to infect more than 250,000 people worldwide and kill more than 11,000. Here's AP Sagarmughani with more on the dramatic numbers.
The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has hit 10,000 worldwide. The World Health Organization says the virus continues spreading quickly across the globe, saying it took about 3 months to hit 100,000 confirmed cases and only 12 days to reach the next 100,000. The Senate today will start negotiating a massive economic relief package likely to top $1 trillion as the nation heads toward a potential recession. California is ordering all 40 million of its residents to stay home as other states warn of looming critical medical supply shortages. The Pentagon says more than 4,000 National Guard reservists have deployed in 31 states to help fight the virus. Sagarmughani, Washington.
Because of the dramatic speed of the virus's spread, the World Health Organization released new protocols to help countries identify the extent of the COVID-19 infection among their populations. In Australia, foreign travelers are being banned. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Australia is to ban foreign travelers as it tries to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. International tourists are scrambling to leave Australia as concerns mount over flight cancellations and border closures. Australia now has more than 700 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Phil Mercer in Sydney for VOA News.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain is asking 65,000 retired nurses and doctors to return to work to help fight the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government is sending letters to thousands of former nurses and retired doctors on the recall. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he hopes many, many thousands will respond to the appeal. Volunteers will be given training over the next few weeks before being allocated to various hospitals. As well, final year nursing and medical students could also be drafted to bolster healthcare staff. Britain's coronavirus outbreak is not expected to peak for several weeks. Already, some hospitals have complained about overworked staff and shortages of ventilators and protective equipment, such as face masks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The United States is urging Afghan leaders to end a lingering political dispute and work together to advance peace-building efforts. They're stressing the emerging coronavirus threat requires a coordinated, proactive response. Meanwhile, in the United States, New York followed California Friday in locking down to stem the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered non-essential businesses to close and banned all gatherings in the state. In Texas, the governor says tens of thousands of virus cases are possible. But Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says there aren't enough test kits.
We are asking that the president, who I understand this morning said, get it done, is for him to utilize the Defense Production Act to increase the number of the production of test kits so that we can do massive testing, which is what I called for.
There is new Trump administration advice for American overseas travelers. Don't do it. Warning the pandemic could make it difficult to get back home. AP's Ed Donahue.
The previous alert advised reconsidering all international travel, which is called a level 3 alert. This alert is level 4 and is unprecedented, usually reserved for specific countries involved in conflict, natural disasters, or where Americans face specific threats. These alerts are not mandatory. The only way to ban Americans from going abroad would be to invalidate their passports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Olympic flame has completed its difficult journey from Greece to Japan. This amid growing fears the Tokyo Games will have to be postponed because of coronavirus fears. The journey symbolizes a small victory for Olympic Committee officials and local organizers who maintain the Games will open July 24th. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up near the U.S. Embassy in Tunisia today, killing a police officer and wounding four others. Tunisian authorities confirmed eyewitness reports that the attackers were on a motorcycle packed with explosives. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.